Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we've made it through another half of this man, and we're going to, and we've reached the midterm. It's been 5 weeks, Baruch Hashem. Things have been going well. So welcome to the new guys who have never been to the Chazar Chabura. Pretty much the way it's going to work is we're going to go through the sugyos, and hopefully, as we go through the sugyos, we'll be able to come up with answers to some of our questions, and we'll really be kona the sugyos that we've been through in Shir. So we started this man with the Mishnah and Daf Chof Hei. The Mishnah says Shluchei Mitzvah Patur Min HaSukkah. Right, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. The people who are on their way to do a mitzvah are Patur Min HaMitzvah Min HaSukkah. Sorry. Right. In other words, we know this famous concept of Oseik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. So how do we know this concept? So the Gemara offers two possible options. Number one, it's from Kriya Shema. The pasuk says V'lechtecha. Right, that's teaching us that a osik b'mitzvah is pater min mitzvah, right? And the second place is from Korban Pesach. So the question is, why does the Gemara choose to teach both? So if the Gemara had only taught, so says the Gemara. Sorry, let's just when it's read on the Gemara that chafei amitz says the Gemara. What? Yeah, okay. Maybe I would think that the only time that I could say Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah is when, right, is when the mitzvah hasn't yet begun. But once the mitzvah has begun, maybe I wouldn't be able to say, Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, right? And therefore I need to teach it by Pesach also. What if I only taught it by Pesach? I would think that,
Oh no, you were right. It's just the other order.
Yeah. Had I only taught it by Pesach,
by Kriya Shema.
By Kriya Shema, I would have thought only when there's not Karis.
Zman.
Okay. No.
All set.
Okay. So again, right? It's the Srichas is like this. Had I only taught Kriya Shema, I would have thought that I could only say Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah when there's no Din Karis, right? No, the punishment isn't Karis, but when the punishment is Karis, maybe I would say not, therefore I need to teach it by Pesach. And had I only taught Pesach, right, and not Kriya Shema, I would have thought not when I know what time that there's a Zman Keva, Kamash Malan, that even when there's a, when Matz is Zman Chiyuva, I can still say, I can still say Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. So, that's the basic yisod, right? If I'm involved in mitzvah A, I don't have to leave mitzvah A and do mitzvah B. So the question is, why not? So it's machlokas ritva and orsarua. So it says the ritva asks the question, krol amali svaruhu, right? Why would I ever think that I should drop mitzvah A to do another mitzvah? What do you mean? I'm going to visit my rabbi, right? We go to Monsi to visit rabbi. Why would I even have a Havamina to now have to go and do something else? So, so says the Ritva, there's two possible answers. Number one, even if the second mitzvah is greater than the first mitzvah, right? Let's say, we know the Mishnah in Avos, I think it is, says that we don't know Schar Mitzvah, but okay, we know that there are some mitzvahs that are greater than other mitzvahs. So, so for example, right, so he says. So even if mitzvah A, this din of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah applies, even if mitzvah A is greater than mitzvah B. Additionally, says the Ritva, right, onami, even the second mitzvah has a zman kavua, right. Even if we know what time the second mitzvah is, that's chiddush, right? And even if we know what time the second mitzvah is, I still can say that I don't have to leave mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, right? Or even that I can even start mitzvah A and do mitzvah B, yeah? So that's Shitas Ritva. Says the Orzarua, no, the Chiddush of the Pasuk, right? The Svar teaches us Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. What's the Pasuk teaching me? The Pasuk is teaching me that even if it's Efshar L'Kayim Shnayim, you're still going to be Patur for mitzvah B. Okay? So that's just getting a basic understanding of the Makor for Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. Okay. So we went Vayder and we said, okay, so now how are we going to explain what the gedarim of this halacha are? So in that same ritva he says that when I do mitzvah A, how does osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah work? What are the mechanics behind it? That when I do mitzvah A when I do mitzvah A mitzvah B becomes like a darvish harashos. And when something is a darvish harashos and I'm doing a mitzvah, it becomes usher to leave my mitzvah and to do that, right? We would never have a havamina that when I am doing a mitzvah, again, I go to Muncie to visit Rebbe, we would never have a havamina that I can now go and watch the Knicks game, right? Watching Knicks game is a darvish harashos, okay? But visiting Rebbe is a mitzvah. So we would never have a havamina that I could do that. So to here, right, I go to visit Rebbe, and now another mitzvah presents itself. I still, right, it's now usher for me to do mitzvah B. Not that, I don't want to say, Chas v'shalom, that the mitzvah has the same din as the Knicks game, so maybe the Knicks game wasn't the best example, but you get the point, that it's all about the fact that the second thing becomes a davar rishus, and therefore becomes usher to engage in the second activity. The Taz has a much more developed shita than to get to the Taz is the way the Taz is magdir din of osi mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Right, we have to understand a few things. So we know that the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim says that in Siman Kof Ches says that if a person is nenas or ta'ar, then he can do tashlumim because he was really chiyuv etzman hamitzvah, right? The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya also says that if a person becomes an onain, right, their relative dies on Shabbos, there's no chiyuv tefillah, okay? But if the zman chiyuv has passed, then he can't do any tashlumim because he was patur at shas chiyuv. Says the Taz on that on that Shulchan Aruch that he thinks that an onis is also putter and has the din tashlumen. So why should someone involved in Tzarech Yisibor be any different? We're going to get back to all the pratim of that Taz. Right, but what do we see from the Taz? That even when Osik Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, there's still a chiyuv on that second mitzvah. It's not like it's a Dabar Shor HaShos and it's now usher to do. Right? That's not the case. So that's Shitas Hataz, right? So again, the Ritva says that it's usher to do the second thing, and that it's the second mitzvah becomes like a darvish harashos. The Taz says, no, there's still the chiyuv does not, the second mitzvah doesn't go away, right? So now we're gonna go back to this Taz to understand a potential nafkamina in this case. There are two nafkamina. So the first nafkamina, yeah, sure, we'll go in that order, right? So the first nafkamina is this case of the Taz, right? The right, is there a din tashlumen? So the Taz quotes a drisha, right? And the drisha says that it's this, right? This is also true for Sarchi Tzibor. The fact that that there's no din tashlumen, right? It's like the drisha wants to compare someone who's involved in Sarchi Tzibor, right? You're putting up the Erev Erev Shabbos, let's say, right? Or you're part of the Chavar Kedisha, whatever it is. Maybe the Chavar Kedisha is a different mitzvah, but let's say you're putting up the Erev Erev Shabbos, right? It's, that person's like an onis, so the drisha. But the Taz says that he doesn't understand this, right? An onis is also putter. And has din tashlumen. So why should Tzarech Yitzibor be any different? Right? Again, so now just to highlight it, the nafkamina is someone who's involved in Tzarech Yitzibor. Okay? Mm-hmm. If we're going to say Yosef B'Mitzvah Patra Min HaMitzvah...
Someone who's involved in Tzarech Yitzibor wants to do tashlumen?
No. Someone who's involved in Tzarech Yitzibor, and then the second mitzvah presents itself, let's say. Okay. Or they're involved in Tzarech Yitzibor... Correct, but I'm saying as a case.
Okay.
Right? And now... Isman Tefila comes, right? Do they have a din tashlumen? Should they do tashlumen?
If they miss it, right?
So according to the mahalik that we had in the Ritva, right, where the second mitzvah, i.e. in this case Tefila, right, becomes a darvish harashos, then no, there's no din tashlumen. Why not?
Because he never chayev.
He wasn't chayev at the time.
Right, he was never chayev. Good. Okay, and that's taka what the shach in Nekudas HaKesef says this. He says that the Taz totally misunderstood. The person doing Sarchi Tzibor never had a chiyuv. Right, but the difference, and that's why he doesn't have to have a din tashlumen. But the person who's an ones that we quoted before, he's still chayev, right? Like the Ritva. But if we learn like the Taz, and the Magen Avraham actually says like the Shach, but he says eino chayev klal, right? So there's obviously no tashlumen. Just he like sharpens that point. But the the Taz we see from his shita would say that this person, again, true to the Taz shita, that the chiyuv doesn't go away. There is a din tashlumen for this person. Right, for an onis. Fine. A second nafkamina we can add is there schar if you're mekayim a mitzvah? So this nafkamina emerges in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion, right? So the case in the Shulchan Aruch is if someone was Shote and then was Nishtate and then he gains back his senses, right? He heals, he needs to eat matzah again. The Mishnah Berurah says if someone was Shomer and Aveda, even though he's Potter, if he does a mitzvah, he doesn't need to do it again, right? It's just a tour, but he can still be Mekayim a mitzvah, right? This is against the day on the Ritva, right? The Ritva would say that if you do a mitzvah, right, even though you're Pater, you're not getting any schar for this mitzvah, right? But this Mishnah Berurah, and maybe according to the Taz also, we said, you would still get schar for doing the second mitzvah. Yeah, so there's two nafkaminas, right? Tashlumin, and do you get schar for doing another mitzvah? Okay. the Pnei Yeshua actually added a, was Magdir this din in another way, right? The Pnei Yeshua says, the Pnei Yeshua asks the Kasha. First, let's get the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. He says, I don't understand. The Makoros for Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, right? We quoted, it's the first thing we quoted, are by Kriyat Shema and by the Korban Pesach. So teach it to me by Kriyat Shema and Korban Pesach. The Gemara Taka does teach it by Kriyat Shema and Korban Pesach. But why are you teaching it to me by Sukkah? I don't understand what the Chiddush is. So the Pnei Yeshua offers two answers. The first answer he offers is the Balabatish Pashut answer, right? Not that that's a bad thing, just right that there's no chiddush being added. It's just stam a din, right? It's just echoing the same din that's being taught in the same din being taught by Kriyat Shema and Pesachim is also being taught here by Sukkah that Osek B'mitzvah is Pashut B'mitzvah. Then he says, but what I really think or what a second answer could potentially be is that the mitzvah of Sukkah is different than all other mitzvahs, and therefore there needed to be we needed to teach it again over here by Sukkah. And what is that? Why is it different? He says because when you're over a mitzvah Sukkah, it's not similar to other mitzvahs, right? When you're not saying Kriyat Shema, or you're not even Korban Pesach, you're doing it b'shei v'al ta'aseh. Right, but sukkah is different. It's a kumva asay, right? Because every second you're not sitting in the sukkah, you're over a mitzvah's asay, right? The type of mitzvah that sukkah is a totally different mitzvah. We call it an iser asay, not being in the sukkah, okay? And therefore you're being mevatel the mitzvah with kumva asay, and therefore it's fundamentally different. This tour of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is fundamentally different than it is by Pesachim and by Kriyat Shema, right? By the Korban Pesach and by Kriyat Shema, when I don't eat the Korban Pesach or I don't recite Kriyat Shema because I'm doing another mitzvah, I'm doing that b'sheva al ta'asei. But when I'm not sitting in the sukkah because I'm doing another mitzvah, that's that I'm doing b'kumva asay, right? We said it's an iser asay. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is very bothered by by this pshat. So he says, So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't understand. The Makoros that we quoted, right, that you quoted are what? Again, like, it's his shita is like, doesn't make any sense. He says the Makoros that you quoted are Pesachim and Korban Pesach and Kriyat Shema, but those are mitzvos that are Sheva Al Tasei once when you're over them. So how could you possibly now learn that it's, how can you possibly learn that it's Kumva Asay? Right, that you bring mevatel the mitzvah of kumva asay. If the makoros of the makor from where you're learning the din, where we're learning the din, is not like that. So he says elamai. Right, we said that the Rebbe Kiva Eger would have to answer like the first answer that the Pnei Yeshua gave. Why is it taught here by sukkah? Right, it's taught here by sukkah because in Chaim there's no chiddush. It's just saying that the din applies here by the din applies here by sukkah also. We quote a Rav Jolti in the Mishnah Tzayavitz. Rav Jolti said that the Pnei Yeshua's second pshat can make sense also, right? He uses the Yesod of the Ritva. The Ritva said again, just some Chazara, that when you're Osek b'mitzvah, you're Pater min mitzvah, and the second mitzvah B, becomes a Davar Shal Rishos, and therefore it's Usher to do. Okay, so if it's now Davar Shal Rishos, Mimonavshach, how I'm over this mitzvah? Why does it matter if it's a sheva al tasei or a kumva asei? There's no difference because I'm not like really not doing a mitzvah. I'm not doing a davar shel rishus. So what difference does it make in which way I'm avatal this davar shel rishus? And that's taka how the Pnei Yeshua would answer to the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger.
Read that.
Sure. He says like the ritva, right? The ritva was magdir for us what osik mitzvah, how osik mitzvah, patur min mitzvah works. He says that when I'm doing mitzvah A, right? When mitzvah B presents itself, it's a davar shel rishus. Becomes a davar shel rishus. It's like it's a davar shel rishus, and it's usher for me to do. Okay? Once it's usher for me to do, why does it matter how I'm not doing it? Why does it matter if I'm actively not doing it or passively not doing it? I'm actively or passively not doing a davar shor shus, right? So the Pnei Yoshua will say to Rabbi Akiva, your question's not a good question because it doesn't matter how I'm how I'm not doing mitzvah B. It's just a davar shor shus. Fine. Yeah, is that clear? Okay. Fine. So that was getting the our first fundamental understandings of what Osipa Mitzvah, Patrim, and Mitzvah is. But then we were bothered by another question. Again, right? We said that Shluchei Mitzvah, the Gemara on Daf Chavav Amad Aleph, I think says, right? That Shluchei Mitzvah are Pater Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. I don't understand. Why are they Pater at Laila if they're only doing what they're doing during the day? Right? So who's bothered by this? Tosfos and the Ran. This is a very famous Machlokes, world famous Machlokes, Tosfos and Ran, in our Sugya. So Tosfos says, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, no, they're putter in this case because it's E Efshalakayim Shneihem. But if it was a case that it was Efshalakayim Shneihem, right, they'd be chayiv in both mitzvos. Right, so for example, just because I'm wearing tzitzis doesn't mean I don't need to say Kriya Shema. Or just because I have a mezuzah on my door doesn't mean I don't need to give tzedakah. Or just because I am learning doesn't mean I don't need to give tzedakah. Things like that, right? Obviously, those are cases that it's possible to do both of them, right? And therefore, I'm chayef to do both of them. The Ran says no. Those cases is when I'm being mekayim mitzvah. The din of osip mitzvah, patrim mitzvah doesn't apply to a kiyum mitzvah, right? When I have a mezuzah on my door, I'm mekayim the mitzvah of having a mezuzah on my door. What was the second case that we said? When I'm wearing tzitzis, right? I'm mekayim the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. I'm not osik in those mitzvahs, right? And therefore, how does the Ran explain osik the mitzvah? He says, no, even when it's efshar lekayim shneihem, right? I'm going to be potter from the second mitzvah. In the Chanami, that it's a midos tova, right? The Al Tikra Rasha, right? That's what the Ran says. The Ran says, you're not called a Rasha if you now go and do both mitzvahs, right? You're going to visit your Rebbe in Monsi, and there's a... You're going to visit your Rebbe in Monsi, and there's a sukkah on the way. Like, no one's going to tell you that you're a bad person if you sit on the... If you sleep in the sukkah. It's a midos chasidus, right? Right? So, we won't say that. Maybe an afternoon would be how much of a torich is it to get to the second sukkah, right? Maybe if it's a 5-minute walk, then the Ran would say, okay, so you should still go to it, right? It's still a midas tova. Maybe even Mikra Adin, the Ran says that you should do it if it's not if it's really not a tircha. But Tosfos would say, no, it has to be like an hour out of your way. You have to like really not be able to do it. We had the rush in that sugya echoes Tosfos almost exactly, and the Korban Asanel in Os Ayin on that rush. Says that the case in the Gemara where the Amoraim are on their way to visit their Rebbe and they nonetheless sleep on the riverbank and not in the sukkah, right? That's a case where their mitzvah A, right, visiting the Rebbe would have been worse had they slept in the sukkah, right? He says for two reasons, but really for any reason. He says that it was out of the way or they'll have a better sleep outside of the sukkah, right? So either way, either way, mitzvah A will be able to be performed better, right? Really, we said that the Mordechai was quoting the Rav Yoh was really the more Mordechmeitza of this Korban Asano, but right, we'll quote it as a Korban Asano. Fine. Right. So, really, what is this Machlokes? Right. So, the Rav wanted to say that we can understand this Machlokes in the following way. Right. The Machlokes is how to define Osek. Right. They both agree that. with our ritva, again coming back to this ritva, that if you're einu mechayev klal if you're osik in a mitzvah. Their machlokas though again is how are we defining this word osik? Okay, Tosfos says that you're only called osik when it's e after the kaim shnayim, but the Ran says that even when after the kaim shnayim you're still going to be considered osik and therefore pater. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. How are we doing on time? Okay, very good. So again, going back to our Mishnah now. So the Mishnah says, excuse me. Shiluchei mitzvah p'turim min asukah, right? And Rashi there says, he lists examples. Hochei mitzvah kigol nomo Torah, hochei b'derech mitzvah, sorry, kigol nomo Torah, l'hako p'nei rabo, u'livto shvuyim. So he asks the question, I don't understand. We know from the Gemara Moi Katon that if there's a mitzvah that presents itself while you're learning, and it's efshar lasu sa'i de'acher, then you're chayav to do it, right? So just a very nogeya example is, let's say you're invited to a chasana, okay, Mir Tashem soon by all of us. Okay. Let's say you're invited to a chasana, and during night seder. So what do you do? How do you act in that case during night seder? Right. So according to this Gemara Moed Katan, what comes out is that if you yourself, right, you can't send the shaliach to be misameach for chasana the kalim the same way that you are going to be there, right? So I see Reuven at my chasana, Mir Tashem, and. Right, Reuven himself is going to be the one that's giving me that's being misameach chasam, right? So, so he's allowed to miss night seder that night, right? He can't send Shimon to go do that mitzvah of being misameach chasam to kala for him, right? So that's the Gemara in Moed Katan. So now coming back to Rashi, what are you talking about? We know that that's not true. Osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. How are you telling by Talmud Torah? How are you telling me that it is true? So the Or Sameach develops this mamish, this very, very beautiful very beautiful understanding. He says what Rashi's talking about is that he doesn't really mean Talmud Torah, he means Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, right? And when you're being Mishamish Talmud Chacham, right, in that case you're still Osip Mitzvah and you're going to be Patra from another Mitzvah. So where does he get this idea from? How does he know this halacha? So we quoted Tosfos Ksubis and Daf Yud Zayin, right? Tells a story about Rabbi Akiva says that he was on his way to the Beis Medrash and he took care of he found a body on the road and he took care of the Beis Mitzvah. And when he got to the Beis Medrash, Rebbeim told him that he was Shofech Dam Naki, right? He spilled innocent blood. So I don't understand. We know from the Gemara in Megillah and other places that we're Mavatal Talmud Torah for Beis Mitzvah, right? So, why are they screaming at him, right? So, the first answer that we gave is that, right, Rabbi Akiva says that he dragged the body 20 parsos, I think it is, right? So, they were screaming at him because Shofech Dam Naki of this Meis Mitzvah, because we know that there's a halacha of Meis Mitzvah that's Kona Mekoma, right? And Rabbi Akiva should have buried the Meis Mitzvah on the spot. That was number one. Alternatively, though, says the Ri in Tosfos, that no. The understanding is that Rabbi Akiva was Shofech his own Dam. Why? Because he didn't come to be Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim, right? He didn't come to hear Torah from someone that was greater than him, right? So that's how the Or Sameach learns this pshat, right? So again, the Or Sameach says that what is Shimish Talmidei Chachamim means to learn from a Rebbe, and that's what Rashi means when he says in our Mishnah, when he says Talmud Torah. But we have to understand something, right? What's the difference between Shimish Talmidei Chachamim and Stam Talmud Torah, right? Why what we're doing right now, why is that any different than being Mishamish Talmud Chacham? excuse me. Right, so in order to answer this, we really have to understand why Talmud Torah is different than any other mitzvah, that by other mitzvahs, okay, we don't have a problem with Osip Mitzvah, but by Talmud Torah, we have a problem, right? Why by Talmud Torah are we able to be Mevatel Talmud Torah to do another mitzvah? So, So we quoted the Kiddush Yaakov. I think he writes in the Kiddush Yaakov, where he writes it, right? We quoted the Stapler. He says Talmud Torah has a totally different nature than other mitzvos. Talmud Torah is a chiyuv every single second, right? So, right, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah every second, right? We know we say Birch Torah once in the morning because throughout the day we have one mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? It's not like every time we go to sit down we have to say another Birch Torah. So, So if that's the case, it's a mitzvah every second, then how can we work? How can we eat? How can we spend time with our family? How can we play ball? How can we do anything, right? We should have to be involved in Talmud Torah. So, and Seifer says, maybe the chiyuv of Yomam V'Layla is that when you have free time, then you have a chiyuv Talmud Torah, right? It's not that you're nenas, you're just not chayiv at all the time, right? And we said that really this is really latent in the Rambam, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that if a mitzvah is able to be done ayde acherim, then you continue learning. But if you can only be done by you, then you do the mitzvah, and then what does the Rambam say? And then he says, V'yachzor l'talmudo. Why does the Rambam have to include V'yachzor l'talmudo? Maybe the Rambam is saying that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah tadira, right? This mitzvah is a constant mitzvah. And the break for the mitzvah, it's a constant mitzvah, and therefore, because it's different than all the mitzvahs, and by the fact that it's a mitzvah tadira, we're able to break from this mitzvah in order to do other mitzvahs, right? If we understand, if we now use this understanding of the stipler and of the Rambam, right, we can understand why Shemesh Talmud Chacham is different than Talmud Torah. Right, Shemesh Talmud Chacham isn't part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah; rather, it's a mitzvah during which I'm not free. Right, I'm actively doing a mitzvah in the same way that I wear tefillin, right? The same way I go to visit my Rebbe, I'm being mishamish Talmud Chacham. By Talmud Torah, no, there's this din of mitzvah. I have this element of mitzvah tadira, right? There's a constant mitzvah, and that's why it's going to be different than every other mitzvah in the Torah. Okay. So the Gemara on the Chaf Hei says that that the reason that a chosin is hakonis hasfasula is patur mikriyashma is because he's tarried b'machshavas mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then if my ship's sinking, or if I'm an avel, I should be patur. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be the case. Why? Because we know that we have a brace of a hammer of Abda bar Zabda, Hammer Rav, or we have a Mimer Amora of Rav, that an Avo Chai B'chol HaMitzvot HaMor Shmetorah Chutz Minat Filon Shari Nemar B'hem Pe'er. Right? So, now that line, right? The Rav says that an Avo Chai in all the mitzvot except for Tefillin. So, why is there anything different about Tefillin? When is this then true? So the Gemara and Abraham Beis tells us that this is only true on the first day, right? On the first day, an Avil is putter from wearing tefillin. Why is he putter? So that's where the Machlokas comes. So the Gemara and Abraham Beis seems to say that it's from the Pasuk in Yecheskel that Hashem tells Yecheskel to wear tefillin, but not everyone else, right? That doesn't really stem with many different Makoros, right? Let's start with the Rashi on Ars Hugya and Daf. Chaf Hayim and Aleph, right? Rashi Dira Masbo Shanemar Behem Pe'er says, Kedula Kamon, Ve'ev Alav Bar Pe'erhu, Ukishimis Ba'er, Mari Ba'asmo She'eno Avel. Right, what does Rashi say? Rashi says that an Avel is Lav Bar Pe'er. He doesn't have this like glorification. He doesn't have a glory in Avel. When a person puts on his tefillin, he won't feel like an Avel. Excuse me, he won't feel like an avel, right? And that's why it's not an avel is putter from wearing. Not sorry, not putter is usher from wearing tefillin. Rashi in Brachos though, in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, says that the reason that you don't that an avel is usher to wear tefillin is because it's not right to put the pe'er in the place of offer, right? We know that an avel he puts ashes and dirt on his forehead, right? So. It wouldn't be right to put the tefillin in the place of that offer, right? The Rush says that the pasuk from Yechezkel is just a giloy milsa, right? And really, it's a svara that Chazal were gozer it. The svara of Rashi in that Chazal were gozer it b'sheva al tase, right? It reveals the fact.
It's just like mentioning it again just for fun. Like, it doesn't sound like
it's. No, it's telling us that it's a real thing.
Okay,
sorry. So just to clarify, right? The Rush says that the Gilui Milsa is the fact that we know that tefillin are called pe'er is from the pasuk in Yechezkel. But really, the makor is a svara of how can you put pe'er in the place of offer, right? And the question that bothers the Rush is how can Chazal say that the svara is that therefore it's in the Rabbana. So how can you not wear tefillin? How are Chazal able to do it? So he answers because the sheva al tase. Fine. So the Tosfos, sorry, that was the Rush in Moed Katan. Tosfos on that same place in Brachos expands Rashi, right? He says that really. We learn it from the pasuk in Yecheskel, and why does Rashi therefore say it's a svara? He says for two reasons. Number one, because I shouldn't learn other mitzvos from tefillin that an avos pater from them, right? I needed to learn a daf by tefillin, or alternatively, that the Sfara is, as far as teaching me that only on day one is an aval patur from tefillin. Otherwise, I would have thought that every day he's patur from tefillin.
Daf by tefillin, not the other things that
other mitzvot had to be patur for. Yeah. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.